Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining. Living in God's purpose, reporting live from the Brown and Kruger studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 90 today. Currently, it is 79 at Park Hill High.
Heidi!
What's the word, man? It's National Iced Tea Day. How you feeling?
Oh, I love iced tea, man. That's definitely my go-to drink at restaurants. Yes. When I'm sitting down somewhere, give me some iced tea, please. Plenty lemon.
I need to get into that.
This morning, Miss Juneteenth and Miss Juneteenth Jr. on the show. We celebrating us, D.
Yeah, I love that. TMG goes down at your 23. Singer Kelly Price is calling out somebody and has everybody confused. And then Nick Cannon speaks on his comments when he said he messes with President Trump.
Oh, no. Here we go. We got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes, but we done reached the middle of the week already.
Oh, that was quick.
Oh, yeah. Hump it out. Come on. Hump it out. Come on. Hump it out.
Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on.
Do the Humpty Hump. Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on. I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Let the moment reach all the way to your core. Always carry with you the rich experience of now. Soak up warm energy from sunlight. At the same time, you're invigorated by a chilly breeze. Surrounded by darkness, gaze in awe at the brilliance of the night sky. Celebrate the uniqueness of every instant. Abide with the enduring truth that makes them all possible. Notice the details as they dance around you. Experiment with the possibilities as they continue to arrive. Enjoy being surprised by what's new. Treasure the steadiness of all that continues to persist. Now is filled with everything that is. Live it with all you have. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 90. Currently, it is 79 at the Grandview Triangle. Ludacris speaks on naturally maturing in his music, even speaks on his song Area Codes.
I can sing the song right. It was from that time, but that's not me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good thing. Of course, yeah. You grow up. You grow out of certain things, but that was perfect for that time.
At least he's not trying to do a flute album. Like, he said he can still perform them. You know, no shade to Andre 3 Stacks, but you can mature, but still give the people what they want.
Yeah, this was my jam back then. What, 2001? Yeah.
What's your favorite Luda song?
Luda song. It's a song called Child of the Night that I love.
Mm-hmm.
With Nate Dogg. Another one with Nate Dogg. That was on the Red Light District album. Ludacris, like Release Therapy, Red District. What's the other album? Word of Mouth. Those are my three favorite albums. It's so many songs with him because he was like right in the wheelhouse of me. Really, really loving music in my mm-hmm. high school years and stuff. So mm-hmm. it's good to see him, you know, climbing up out of that. You know, because we've had conversations about Luda. Because back then, Luda versus T.I., that was a beef that happened for a second. And, mm-hmm. you know, I kind of had to pick sides with that. You know, shout out to my boy Clipper.
I had to pick sides.
Yeah, I had to, man.
Ain't nobody forced you to pick no sides.
I did. You know, that's more of a Brian thing.
Switching gears, singer Michelle Williams from Destiny Child. She speaks on fame, love, and now choosing privacy.
I'll probably be a grandmother before you'll know it. I won't tell you. I learned my lesson. But I think I'll be very careful on personally posting things or doing reality shows.
Mm. She said that like she did a reality show with a man and I had no idea.
Yes,
2018, Chad Loves Michelle was the name of the reality show. Now, what's too soon? I mean, everything's case by case, but what's too soon to post somebody, let alone do a reality show with them? Do you have to be married to do that?
I would, because it's like, it's too fragile at that point. Like, are you going to stay with them? Like, so now you got to...
I mean, that's still up in the air, even if y'all tied or not.
Yeah, but it's more tied in, though.
It's more locked in, like you both have committed to each other.
Yeah, like
you just can't
leave at the drop of a hat, you know what I'm saying?
I low-key would do a reality show. As long as we put in years, like in time, like
you're talking about with a partner? Like with,
yes, absolutely.
I'm good on that.
I would definitely, I mean, Nelly had several shows.
It's there forever though. Like these things could come, they can throw you on Tubi in 2045 when you feel like you pass all of that.
They can throw this on, they can throw the stream on me in 20, 30 years of us saying something crazy. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Okay, good luck with that.
That's the price you gotta pay.
We represent high aspirations, and we are hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
So people have been complaining about FIFA and them booking up all the hotel rooms, and then letting them go with no penalty fees paid. So FIFA canceled 75% of reserve rooms months before the World Cup, and they had these things blocked off. So these new details come from after many people were complaining about these bookings because coming up to the World Cup, there was reports that, the bookings are slow. Nobody's booking rooms.
Right.
Well, if 75% of them booked, what are we talking about? So according to Visit KC, FIFA booked 5,000 rooms per night on peak days during the World Cup tournament. Non-match days saw lower room holds from FIFA, but Visit KC would not confirm how many rooms were booked in total. Of course, they wouldn't. So FIFA then canceled 75% of the rooms they had reserved in February, which fell in line with the deadline outlined in their contract. So hotel rooms and Airbnbs, they were costing hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars to stay in Kansas City several months ago. So this probably is a direct result of that.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Because, I mean, the prices is going to be crazier if it's booked up. So that's unfortunate. But, I mean, that sounds like they took precautions to book it because they thought that they were going to expect X, Y, and Z. It just sounds like that wasn't delivered.
You know what it sound like?
What?
It sounds real scammish.
Well, we did ask what a scammer was.
I'm just saying, dog. Was Young Miami involved in this with FIFA?
We gotta call Jay White and that.
You can't trust the clean verses on YouTube, y'all. So
you really can't. Yeah. Man said we gotta do an instrumental and keep it safe.
That's right, instrumental only.
I'm up hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee. St. Louis is on St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
Lee Summit has permanently canceled his Downtown Days Festival after nearly four decades of hosting this annual event. So the board said that over the past few years, it implemented a number of security and safety changes. But even with those, it wasn't enough to prevent, you know, what happened on Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. And so there were multiple disturbances, a recovered firearm, and bear spray exposure. Several juveniles were detained. And that was all during at least some of Downtown Days. And, you know, seeing the videos, D, I can understand why they would want to shut this down, but could there have been better security measures? Could there be other alternatives than to just shut it all the way down, fam?
I mean, it's been 40 years, too. I know a lot of people are pissed about it. I mean, I got on Twitter today, and I seen paragraphs on paragraphs from a lot of adults who, you know, are upset about the situation because they grew up on it. But, I mean, you got a lot of business owners that have property damage now, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. So you have to tend to the people that, that actually are, you know, are trying to make a living in that area, not just the kids who want to go have fun. You got to please a lot of people.
And I'm seeing in 2024, shots were fired during this festival. So,
well, now, yeah, so it's been going a little bit like downhill, it sounds like that.
That adds a little context to it.
Yeah.
So, but, man, what do we learn from this? What do we learn from this, D? How do we get better from this? How?
Like, that's a loaded question.
So those are things we got to think about.
Absolutely. Let's send some love around the town. 816-900-4103. We got the 7-Eleven roll call up next. And it's
Facebook,
almost time.
Y'all need to stop that.
That God Facebook Lee. Playback go crazy. Man.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current. And I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
Shout out to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. Thank you so much for listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning. And shout out to the cousins who is tapping in on the stream, man, on Facebook, on Twitter, you on YouTube, and on Twitch. Just search Hot 103 Jams so you can check me and D out right now in the Brown and Kruger Studios. And also, shout out to all the cousins that's riding around and getting out here in this beautiful city we call Kansas City. You on 119th and I-35 and Olathe, shout out to you. Or if you're on 87th and I-35, or how about the downtown loop, the Grandview Triangle, and you in the Country Club Plaza, you taking the back streets on 39th Street or on 12th Street, wherever you are, however you doing it. We love and appreciate you for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins. We love and appreciate you so much because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world, man.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
I'm a little late on that.
You
it's
ready,
all,
it's all good. We in it. We tapped in.
In that.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Shout out to our cousins on the Facebook live stream going crazy in the comments. We appreciate you, Kiara, Coachella, Jasmine Kennedy, SK Cuts, Stacey Davis, and Carver Harris. Hey, y'all. And then on the text line, you know that text line thumping. Big love to Naomi K. She says, shout out to all the Geminis. It's Gemini season in my Deanna Hustle voice. You already know Naomi K. And she said, yeah, that's me riding around and getting it. Carbonar, hey, happy hump day back to you. Sheila Stevenson, happy birthday to Sheila's granddaughter, Saleh Moore. Big love to you. Run the pockets of all your family members.
Here you go.
You know I get down. What's the word?
Even in a recession.
We've been in a recession as long as I... Hey, listen, since I was born, I've been hearing people say we're in a recession. It is what it is. Spend your money on these kids. Big love to all the teens graduating. Big love to Minnie. Grand Rising was sent over, and one of our cousins said, yes, gas prices got us in the chokehold. And that's all good because we got something special for you, cousin. But you got some shout-outs. You got some love you need to send to, B?
Oh, let's see. Cornell Ellis, my dog. He's having an event, Brothers Liberating Our Communities Block. They're having an event at Vi tonight, 2018 Maine. Shout out to them for always putting it down for our brothers that's teaching our kids in the, school sector, man.
Representation matters. We need all of that.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 89. Currently it is 78 in Zona Rosa. Nick Cannon clears up his Trump comments that he made previously about rocking with Trump.
First of all, they cut the clip up. The reason why I said I f*** with Trump in that energy, we were also having the conversation of how the black community used to rock with Trump before he became a politician. Mm-hmm. Like from him being on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to every rap reference was like up like Trump. It wasn't like I voted for Donald Trump.
Brother. Okay, listen, man. That was a different person. That was before
he
took on. Yeah, no, I get it. I'm saying, but it feels like he's trying to equate like today's Trump with yesterday's Trump.
I didn't get that.
I don't know. I feel like he's trying to cover up, like trying to support old boy. Like trying to figure out a way to soften the blow. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't receive that in that, but. Hey.
Because he's saying, oh, it was cool in the 90s. Like, in the 90s, he was cool. He was an okay guy. Nah, bruh. There should be zero room for what this dude has done. Like, it shouldn't be to me, this is Brian. This is not 103. This is not Deanna. This is Brian. It just shouldn't be no room for no supporters of anything negative or divisive. That's all. Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like Nick Cannon cleared those comments up, but there's that. Other news. I don't know if you be I know you don't be watching these reality shows. I know you don't, because I do here and there. But Real Housewives of Atlanta, of course, everyone knows from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, K Michelle has made the transition to being a housewife. Now, since then, she's been in the headlines like back to back every single week. And now Mimi from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is speaking on K.
She same person, different face. She's a bully and then plays the victim. That's K. She bullies people, and she's, you know, and then she'll turn around and cry and play the victim. That's always been K from way back then.
Ooh. Now, I can't...
She just hit a nerve with me.
I can't speak much on the K Michelle on Real Housewives of Atlanta, because I ain't gonna lie, I have not watched it. But K Michelle has reason to have beef with not only Mimi, but definitely Rashida.
Oh my gosh.
If y'all remember Rashida and the whole situation of her.
Oh yeah,
her being abused, yeah, and Rashida and being like, it. She was, yeah, and it's, yeah, like, you don't have to, but the way she came at K was really crazy at that time. So I ain't gonna lie, K Michelle got enough reason to be beef with y'all. That's just me. I don't know what she doing over Housewives of Atlanta. I need to tap in.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Miss Juneteenth, we just had a chance to crown Miss Juneteenth Junior and Senior.
Woo woo.
This past weekend. Shout out to Keith for holding it down at the gym theater. Miss Juneteenth Junior, please introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Alina Kirk.
All right, Alina. Junior.
All right, and now Miss Juneteenth Senior, where you at?
Hey, I'm Zaire Dunning.
And also, we got a birthday today. You are celebrating your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Aww.
Shout out to the Geminis. We love sending them some love, too.
We.
We. It's we today. As long as they're in here, it's a we.
Look at that. Yeah. So, ladies, talk about your experience with Miss Juneteenth. How does it feel to be crowned Miss Juneteenth Junior and Senior? Junior, you can go first. Okay. How about that?
To be crowned, it felt really good, just because like all the hard work you did outside of the pageant, mm-hmm, paid off, and then all the work that you did inside the pageant paid off. I liked making new friends, learning all the things that you can apply to like the other aspects of life and things like school, things in general. So I thought that was great.
What about for you?
For me, it was very nice to see all of our practice coming together while, mm-hmm, at the gym theater, because we practice at our workshops, but we also practice while at the theaters. We practice our walks, how, mm-hmm, to properly stand. It was honestly just so nice to be on the stage.
Yeah.
And it was very confident boosting.
Yeah. And you ladies did this for 12 weeks, because I don't think people know how much hard work really goes, yeah, into it. So, of course, giving you ladies your flowers on just staying the course, because 12 weeks can be a lot, especially because you're young and you might want to do some other different things. So major shout out to you all. Was there anything you learned that was completely, you know, new to you in this process?
I wouldn't say new, mm-hmm, but they also shed it like in a new light, so you can apply it to other. Because I think when we were learning about it, they kind of put it in a way where like, oh, it's just for the pageant, but like you can apply all these skills.
Apply it for life, yeah.
So
even the etiquette, because I know
the etiquette, the etiquette, and just the way to carry yourself. Like even with the even though we're walking like pageant walks, mm-hmm, you can still apply that just the way you carry yourself in, mm-hmm, general in public.
Miss Juneteenth Zaire Dunning and Miss Juneteenth Junior Alina Kirk, they are on the show Hustling and Shining this morning. And ladies, I want to get right to it. Like, there is a ton of responsibility that falls on you all, especially with the competition that you all face at Miss Juneteenth. But do you feel the weight of that, trying to represent the entire city, Miss Juneteenth Junior?
To be honest, not that much, but I know we have a responsibility, so I know I have to carry it out. And it feels actually kind of good.
I love that. What about you, Miss Juneteenth Senior?
I also have not felt the weight of that responsibility, mm-hmm, soon, but you can like. I remember at the Juneteenth parade, when I was like walking back, and interacting with everybody, you could feel the impact it still had on people. Mm-hmm. Like everyone wanted to take pictures, everyone wanted to talk to me. You could feel that even though there was no official weight for me. You could tell that people were so impacted by, mm-hmm, it.
Yeah, I saw you all at the Juneteenth parade. I had them hands. That wave was perfect, too. They was hitting
They've been practicing, man.
Oh, you could tell. It's India, not on ya.
are you all still competing in the nationals right coming up? Is that no? That's no.
They said
no,
they got their crowns.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I'm just because I know usually like Key will have that.
It'll
that
be a little bit more. Yeah,
yeah. But man, listen, being Miss Juneteenth of Kansas City, it's a big deal, especially with the tradition that's going on here.
And I want to ask you, ladies, of some advice. I know I'm putting you all on the spot, but I want to ask you some advice from you all to other teams because sometimes we get caught up in reporting negative things, but there are a lot of our teams that are doing some positive things out there that don't get recognition. But to those teens, could you maybe give a little bit of advice while you all are navigating high school?
I would say someone's always going to say something negative more often than positive.
Yeah.
So I would just say, as long as you know what you're doing and you have your own thoughts and your own like path to go, I don't think you should always have some voice in your head from like random people in general.
That's real.
Amen.
The adults need to hear people. That.
Yeah, for sure. Ladies, man, we definitely appreciate y'all coming on the show this morning. Y'all got any final words for, like, maybe those who encouraged somebody this morning who maybe is a little shy and they were a little timid and they didn't put in their application for Miss Juneteenth? What encouraging words could you leave for some young ladies who could follow in you all's footsteps?
I would say just do it. I mean, because at the end of the day, you're going to get something out of this experience, even if you don't win. Like, for example, I've made so many friends throughout this process, and I honestly kind of miss my girls. And so just honestly, you have a lot to win for it than you have to lose for it.
I love that.
I do too. Ladies, thank you all so much for coming on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Whenever y'all got something popping off, please keep us in the loop and let us know.
Yes, please.
Extended thank cousins.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
Okay.
Today's word is very simple. You've said it probably before. You maybe heard somebody say it. It is mid.
Ow.
M-I-D. Mid.
Ow.
Mid sounds kind of what it is. It's low key below average. You can use this when rating food, a song, or even maybe an experience you had with a person.
You feel me?
Even recently, Drake used it in a song where he said, mid, skip, skip, skip. That's going to be fun. In reference to something just not being the standard. Like, that's weak. So, have you ever used the word mid, B?
Oh, all the time, baby.
You know.
All the time. All the scenarios are described, especially when it comes to music.
Oh yeah, especially those two things are kind of the biggest things. Or maybe, you know, you just have maybe something one of your coworkers did and you're like, oh, I want to do this, and you're just like, that's a little mid.
Yeah, baby,
I think we can take it up a notch.
Yeah, or experience with somebody though. Yeah. You hit a nerve with that.
Yeah, I know I hit a nerve with a lot of people. Like, man, that girl I used to talk to was mid. Hey, brother, relax. Like, man, I thought it was gonna be, and it wasn't. It was just mean it didn't meet your standards. It was below average, and that's okay. It happens in life.
I had a golden piece of fried chicken the other day, fresh out the grease.
Hello,
boy.
Was it good?
Mid as hell.
Oh, that's the worst. When you think you finna eat good,
no seasoning.
Okay, oh, we like that.
You lost me there.
Well, no seasoning, man.
If it ain't got no seasoning on it, I'm going to tell you right now, it's already mid.
I said what I said.
What's the word for the day? Use it, don't abuse it. Use it in the workplace, too. Tell somebody they mid.
Use it on your grandma.
Please do not have your granny calling in to Hustle and Shine in the morning.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:25 on your time. It's a high of 89, and currently it is 78. With a river flood warning in Raytown. Kiki Palmer speaks on the importance of just taking a beat and taking a break to be the best person you can.
You know how sometimes you can be so, it's like the memes you see online where you're like in the bed, but your mind doesn't turn off.
Absolutely.
You know, that's me. And I have to tell myself every time, like, guess what's gonna make me better? If I get this rest tonight, if I take that 2-week vacation, guess what's gonna make me better? If I just call off for the day.
Yeah, so
true believer of that one.
Yeah, you got to replenish yourself, especially like in a creative space. When I'm making beats, and I compare it to when you go on cologne shopping or perfume shopping. If you smell the perfume or the cologne long enough, like, you got to take a break. So that's why they had the coffee beans there. So you got to like take a break, replenish yourself, reset yourself, and then you come back to it. Just like how I'll stop and make a beat, and then I'll get back to it the next day to refresh my creativity or whatever. So it's always a good idea to always replenish yourself, because you got to be at your best all the time in order to put out the best product.
And you and I've had a lot of conversations surrounding this, because sometimes people be like, I'm a do this, I'm a work 25/8, and you'll be done in 3 days. You'll end up in psychosis wondering what's going on.
Guilty.
So think smarter, not harder. I know it's easier said than done, but find ways also to make something that takes you 10 hours, find a way to make it 5 hours.
Myron.
You know you're not even listening right now. All right, now Jay-Z has announced some shows he's gonna be dropping. He will be back on the stage now, of course.
Bringing that belt out.
BTA, huh?
Yes, sir.
Of course, we saw him at the Roots Picnic performance. He dropped the... He didn't drop the flyer, but I saw the flyer that said September 10th. He'll be in Paris. He'll be in Paris. October 23rd, he'll be in L.A. Do you think that after this, he'll actually go on like a full-on tour? Or you just...
He finna drop an album.
That's what I'm saying. It seems like it's prepping for something. Like, yeah. what you got going on? It does seem like it's geared towards that. You gonna check it out?
Yes,
did you check out his... What was his... I don't remember. I'm putting you on the spot. What was his latest album that he did drop?
444? In 2017, yeah, that was the last one. 444.
Did you listen to that one?
The Beyonce apology album. Yeah, I listened to it.
Oh, that was. I like that, because they had a song from Story the Clark
OJ
Sisters
on there.
The Clark Sisters sample was on one of those songs.
Yeah. So before then, it was Magna Carta.
That was a good project.
Before then, what? Blueprint 3?
Yeah. Hopefully then, we'll hear no new apologies in in the new album. If there is a new album, we're just speculating.
That's fascinating. That's
well, now that is taken care of. It is time for birthday announcement.
It's Gemini season. Happy birthday to those curious, social, and animated Gemini.
He ain't like happy birthday. Put your hands up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor known for his role in the HBO series The Wire. Happy birthday to Frankie Faison. Sending over a big happy birthday to rapper and songwriter and a member of Bone Thugs and Harmony. Happy birthday to Flesh and Bone. A major happy birthday to singer, songwriter, who is one half of the R&B duo KC and JoJo, and Jodeci. A happy birthday to JoJo. Sending over birthday love to singer, songwriter, record producer, and actress who's given us a few classics. Happy birthday to Faith Evans. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to our niece, the daughter of the 44th U.S. President Barack Obama and the youngest person to live in the White House since JFK. June, the happiest of birthdays to Sasha Obama.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in Kansas City some happy birthday. Happy birthday to Jay Brooks, Will Manning Mosley, and Jesse Tarantino. Sending birthday love to Brandon Moore, Crazy Boy Corey, and Angela Harbin. Sending birthday love to Nikki Nicole and Flex Lion. Plus a special happy birthday to the creator of Kansas City Hip Hop Week, Miss No Mills. And happy birthday to everybody else born on June 10th. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car. Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Cam.
Hey, Cam. What you doing on this hump day?
At work, hiding, calling y'all.
Is your check engine light on or off, man?
Off, thank the Lord. Okay. Put that gas light on.
Ooh, I feel that. Well, cousin, we might not be able to hook you up with that gas just yet. We do have a prize for the gas coming up soon, so stay tuned. But we do have 2 tickets to the Tacos and Tequila Festival. We'll finish these lyrics so you can secure them.
From the day to the night, I rock. Yeah. Say what you like, never not. Stay in the light, living the life. Got to keep it hot. Shotgun in the drop, buying good 20s, TVs. Leather and wood popping. Watch it, big mama,
holding
it down.
Play
a shit, sing along now.
All I wanna do is see you bounce with me, bounce with me.
Hit the floor, bounce with me. Thump and the clap and the round it. Bounce with me, bounce with me.
There we go, Kev.
Yeah. I'm glad y'all knew the words.
Yeah.
Right, just about right.
How old was you when that came out, man? It was about what, 5, 6 years old?
I was born in 93.
Okay. Yeah, he's about six, 7 years old. Yeah,
three years older than me. All right, Cam, you getting those two tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival going down this Saturday. Who's going to be your plus one?
Probably take my brother.
Oh, yeah. Kansas City ain't big enough for the both of y'all. They better watch out. They coming.
Hey.
You better hide your girls. Hide your wife. They coming.
We call being boost.
Hey, fam, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning shows get you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Did you know that mental health symptoms in African Americans are often misdiagnosed? According to Gloria Oladipo on Healthline, some practitioners are influenced by how they see the world. For example, an eating disorder may be mistaken for an adjustment disorder due to how a person may look stereotypically with an eating disorder. African American men, especially men with heightened emotions, are also more likely to be diagnosed with schizophrenia. So here is how you may obtain better services and results. Feel free to ask questions where you may find questionable statements. If medication is prescribed, ask detailed questions about the medication and its purpose. Consider the side effects and the efficacy rate. Also, seek a medical checkup to rule out possible health challenges that may be impacting your mental health. Remember, you can take charge of your mental health. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya. Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.